Hi, this is Jay Nimro. You're listening to Quasi Indefatigable Zenlift. I am, what am I doing here? Am I recording? I don't think I'm recording. Looks like I'm playing back. I may be recording. Yeah, I think I am. All right, this is Jay Nimro, Quasi Indefatigable Zenlift. This is a, another time me using my little MP3 player to make the recordings, because I love using this thing because it's so portable and so easy. It's just right there. It's beautiful. And I can always record on my bigger Fujitsu stylistic. I use, this is a Nextar MA933A. You know, this thing is dirt cheap. It's probably one of the cheapest recording MP3 players. I use the highest setting here. This is 32K WAV file that I'm recording now. It takes up a lot of space. And I put this on a laptop, and we pull the thing over to and make it into a speaks file. And it works great. One of my big concerns, though, is that, gosh darn it, my little Fujitsu here is Windows 95. Someday I've got a Windows 98 upgrade disk, and I think I'm going to go ahead and use it here to upgrade this little puppy at some point. And I would like to do that for just so that I can use my USB port to play with this thing. Because I'd like to have kind of one system. This stylistic 1200 is kind of becoming my system of choice. And, you know, I kind of want to stick with it. I want to make it work. I want to make the thing cool. I think it'll be really great. Whoa, I'm turning around a corner. Corner, 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 corner. There's a cow out. My cell phone worked. I call somebody and say, hey, somebody's cow's out here. You know, the last time I finished up, I didn't have much to say. Now I really don't have anything to say out here. It's a beautiful sunset. It's not stark raving mad fantastic, but it's the typical nice sunsets we have here in New Mexico. Not as nice as the summer ones, I think. The winter ones are. Guys, should I talk about Tucum Carey? You know, I have kind of a love-hate relationship with Tucum Carey. You know, probably the only thing I love about Tucum Carey is that my wife is here. And she's not even from Tucum Carey. She just lives here because she lives here. I don't know why she does it. I don't understand it. But she does, so I accept that as the way things are. You know, Tucum Carey is probably one of the cheapest places to live in the United States. Honestly, I can't really see anything else that's any cheaper. I mean, honestly, for having pretty much all of the amenities a reasonable person would need, I think Tucum Carey's pretty much got it. And so, let me tell you, for a cheap guy like me, I really should be enjoying it more, but I don't know why. I don't know. Tucum Carey's okay. You know? You can get everything that you need in Tucum Carey. We got high-speed internet. You know, we got phones. There's an interstate highway that goes by. We're within 3 hours of major cities. You know, Albuquerque's 3 hours away, and you can get almost anything you want in Albuquerque. Everything that I'm ever after is in Albuquerque. us in this new world where you can get on the internet and find anything you want pretty easily. It's great. Do you know back in the old days how difficult it was to get all the information that was known about a subject? How difficult that was? Even a really well-stocked library might not have any information on what you really like or on what you want to know about. But boy, with this internet, it's a wonderful thing. Can I tell you about how sad I think the internet's becoming? The internet used to be an amazing place back in the 90s. The whole decade of the 90s, well, not the whole decade, because the publicly accessible World Wide Web didn't really exist until maybe 96 to 99. So there was about 4 years of just blessedness. People were just dumping money saying, this is going to be the next new, great, fantastic thing. It's going to be fantastic. Any idea you could come up with to do something that sounded at least cool on the internet was being done and being paid for, and somebody was hoping they were going to make a heck of a lot of money off of it. I haven't seen a lot of real great innovation on the web lately. Some things that weren't being done in 1999, all this stuff was being done in 1999. I mean, it wasn't very good back then, but the basic concept was there. You know, there were things that needed a bit better bandwidth like we have now. But, you know, video was there, audio was there, all the pieces were basically in place. We had Java back then. If you wanted to do Java applets over the internet, you know, that you could. You could do it. And it was a marvelous thing. I frankly think that Java was really kind of a great thing that came and it went a little bit, and people just kind of went, well, who cares about that? You go, wait a minute. That stuff is cool, man. Accept it. Enjoy it. It was great. I've finally gotten a computer system that can actually handle Java. And I've got a really old Java, you know, teaching you how to do Java, like version 1.1 of Java. So I'm going to learn an extremely old version of Java, and yeah, we're going to see how it goes. See if I have any fun with it. The internet was amazing back then. Everybody had a web page. It was kind of before the whole automation thing. It didn't take a lot to be on the internet, but it took something, you know. But it was pretty accessible, you know. If you were willing to pay $25, you'd have a dial-up connection to the internet. By at least 97 or 98, it was pretty possible. In TuCompare, you could have dial-up internet. I didn't really use it. I came up with other weird ways of handling my internet fix back in those days. But I did. And I still kind of do it the old-fashioned way. I still run a very minimalist site. You know, I put tons of stuff on it. But when people say, oh, that just looks so plain, I go, yeah, that's the whole point. In my day, you had to have a plain site, because if you had anything that was too crazy, it would take hours to load it. Like, consider if you had a 1998 vintage computer going over the internet, or going over dial-up, which at the time was, you know, 33.6K or 56K. If you had a really good day, you could do that. And so you wanted to make that kind of an experience with that kind of bandwidth good. And we pulled it off. You could get music. It wasn't fantastic sounding music. If you wanted to download something that was really fantastic, you couldn't. You could get stuff that sounded like kind of like AM radio, but you could listen to it. And it was cool, and it was neat. We were just starting out with some really great ideas. Some of it survived, and some of it didn't. And it's a shame, because I think some of the things that didn't, because they go, oh, we've got so much bandwidth, and who really cares about that anymore? Peer-to-peer streaming audio was a great idea that came out of there that's kind of eclipsed. It's kind of gone away, which is sad because it was great. And it's still good. I borrow my bandwidth for my server from my mother. So I don't like using a whole ton of it. So I tend to have a throttling web server, one that kind of throttles back so it doesn't present things too fast. And it makes it so that she doesn't have to worry about her experience. Hers will be fine, you know. So I try to make my stuff that way. I've been looking at streaming. I really want to have a streaming Speaks server. Peer-to-peer streaming Speaks. Want to get something like that. Haven't quite seen places like, like say for instance, Streamer, which I think is one of the neatest and most interesting versions of this. It's kind of a Windows-only one. But it's a nice little interface, and it's modern. The guy's kept it up to date, and he's done some pretty cool stuff. And I think he can do it low bandwidth. I'll have to see if I can get an AUG Speaks to work on Streamer. If it does, man, I'll see if Streamer works on Wine on my Debian server, and we'll start serving up a radio station and see where that radio station heads. I think it would be a kick in the gosh darn freaking pants. I would enjoy that. I would enjoy listening or hearing that other people are listening to these kinds of productions on there, because, you know, Speaks is kind of new, kind of different. It really can't be podcasting, really. You can download, but you have to find a player that can play it. Not hard, but, you know, it's more than a lot of people will want to do. Honestly, you know, I've found out that the more people you want listening or considering something, you really need to make the cost of entry to be able to get to that stuff as low as you possibly can, so as many people can do it. And that's not to denigrate people. That's just to say a lot of people don't feel like they need to be experts on these subjects, which is true. I'm going to take a little break here. I'm going to go ahead and pause it, and I'll take a break. And I will be back with you in just a couple of moments. I need to call home to my wife, tell her that I'm coming home. Hang on. Well, I'm back. Hopefully we're still recording. Let me check and make sure. Yeah, I'm still recording. Okay, I'm back. Gotta get things going here. I just called home and I got reminded that there's the Christmas program. The first great Christmas program is tonight, and so I've got to go off and watch my two twin boys perform. Hopefully that will go well and won't be too stressful and everybody will be all right. Oh, I hope not. I mean, I hope it's not stressful. I know Lisa's already stressing out. She always does, and she hates these things. And I'm not too big on them either, but I know the kids, you know, it gets all pumped up at school, and the kids have to get all pumped up about it. So we'll go to it, and it'll be good. It'll be great. We'll be fine. Oh, Well, I even forget what I was talking about before. I don't know. You know, originally I was talking about having kind of a love-hate relationship with Duke and Carey. You know, I don't know. I've always seen Duke and Carey as kind of a stifling point in my life, but honestly, I've got a great job, and although the job probably doesn't pay as much as I would probably get paid in other circumstances, that pays pretty good for Duke and Carey. I'm not complaining. It'd be great if I made more. It would be great if somebody called and said, you know what, we've decided all your computer specials need to make a lot more money because we're having problems keeping the good ones around. And you go, yeah. I wouldn't mind that because that would certainly make the world a better place for me. Oh. Kind of pondering now what my boss would say if he would say, Jay, you're dreaming, man. Get a grip. Or if he'd say, okay, I'll put it through. I'll put through that you say you're worth this much. Although, honestly, things are going so well and, everything's kind of greased and performing pretty well at the moment. I don't have any real complaints. I frankly get a lot of free time. So I get a lot of paid free time, so I'm not like jumping up and down to say, you need to pay me more, I'm worth more than this. I probably am, but they're not really demanding a whole lot out of me. And that's okay too. You know, it doesn't bother me at all. So, you know what, Duke and Carey's not that bad. You know, I think I would probably always not be very excited about Neighbors and things like that. You know, that's just kind of the way it is. And I'm autistic. I'm not really excited about social things in particular. I'm much more excited about sleeping. You know. My kids are all waiting for the next time we're going to go up into the mountains. And we're going to go backpacking. So I gotta get ready for those kinds of experiences for this year coming up. I got to keep the price down on them, which isn't a problem. I've got most of the equipment. So, we'll see how that goes. Kind of hoping it just turns out okay. A wonderful experience. Shane and I, the last time we really tried to do a multi-day outing, it was kind of tricky. I think this next time around, I think I'm going to just take a couple of days off from work and just go up and do maybe three days, you know, hike, camp for one night, and then go backpacking for two more, you know, go up and around, check things out. I don't know, we'll see. Might be good. So, we're planning a few more of those trips like that, because I really want Lisa was saying it best this morning, she goes, you want your kids to have adventures that you wish you were having, and I said, yeah. I want my kids to have adventure. I want them to enjoy adventure. You know, people always say, oh, you need to get out of your shell. And going, oh, the only thing I know how to get out of your shell is to have something cool to talk about. You know, quiet people have lived quiet lives. There's really nothing to say. You know, oh, tell me about yourself. Well, I sit at home and I watch TV. Oh, boy. Isn't that exciting? Where you could say, hey, I used to wrestle bears for a living. Or, you know, I've been up to the mountains and I've seen hairy marmots. which you've probably never seen in your whole life because you don't go up there. And you can talk to people about the adventures that you've had doing these things. I know Shayna enjoys talking about the adventures we had on that one trip. Boy, if you have three or four different trips, yikes, man. Think of all the things that could be said. Wow. Anyway, okay. I think it's about all I'm going to do for this. It's going to be kind of short. I'm nearly home, and I do want to check this this file to make sure it sounds good, and because I really love this setup. I bought this MP3 player specifically for this setup. I already had a couple of iPods that were given to me by work, and I don't really use them very much because honestly, they're kind of a pain in the butt to use. You know, they're really nice for people who don't want to think, you know, but for me, for a thinking guy who wants to do some pretty interesting things, I much prefer something that's a lot more flexible. An iPod's got tons of storage, but it's not flexible at all. It's just kind of there. You know, I've got it with me in case, you know, I run out of battery power on some of this stuff. Actually, my older iPod's starting to show its age, not retaining battery power very well. But there's really no way to replace it. I love an MP3 player like this one I've got, the Nexstar NEXTAR MA933A. I think Nexstar's still making it. And it's, you know, it's branded a couple of other ways, but most of them are Nexstars. And you can get them bigger. I've noticed them in much bigger size. I've got a 128 meg one. I just bought my daughter a 256. They make a 1 gig, I think, which would be really great. But you know what? The 128 works fine for me because I just make a couple of recordings and then I dump them to a laptop and put them on the website. So anyway, that's kind of the way it goes. Jane Emerald, quasi-indefatigable Zenilith. Hey, have a great day.